好，
大家好。
Chinese Class 101.
Welcome to Chinese Class 101. I'm David.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Echo.
And Echo, we are here with lesson 47 at the elementary level.
对，第47课。
And it took us ages to get this done because Echo was procrastinating.
No, it was you.
She was playing Farmville for hours.
No, I never play that game.
Okay. Well, never. Sometimes.
10 years ago.
Anyway, we do have a dialogue that's all about procrastination. It's taking place in the house as the day wears on and someone's got something to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
但是他不做。
Yes, he's not doing it. He's doing everything but doing it. So we're going to take you to the dialogue in a sec. Before we do, though, for those of you folks who are listening to us on iTunes, if you haven't come to ChineseClass101.com yet and you have not signed up for your free lifetime account, you don't know what you're missing. Lots of free tools, free resources. It's a wonderful thing. So get yourself to ChineseClass101.com and sign up.
没错。
Echo, how long does it take?
Less than 7 seconds.
Yes, less than 7 seconds. The internet gets faster. Anyway, let's go on to the dialogue now.
You 怎么在看电视？你不是要写报告吗？
我休息一下，晚饭以后再写。
晚饭以后？你还剩多少？
不多了，就一万字吧。
一万字？你不是明天要交吗？你写得完吗？
没事儿。我今天开夜车，一定能写完。
One more time, just a bit slower.
你怎么在看电视？你不是要写报告吗？
我休息一下，晚饭以后再写。
晚饭以后？你还剩多少？
不多了。就一万字吧。
一万字？你不是明天要交吗？你写得完吗？
没事儿，我今天开夜车，一定能写完。
你怎么在看电视？
What are you doing watching television?
你不是要写报告吗？
Don't you need to write a report?
我休息一下。
I'm resting for a bit.
晚饭以后接着写。
I'll keep writing after dinner.
晚饭以后？你还剩多少？
After dinner, how much do you have left?
不多了，就一万字吧。
Not that much. Just...10,000 characters, I think.
一万字？你不是明天要交吗？
10,000 characters? Don't you need to hand this in tomorrow?
你写得完吗？
Can you finish writing this?
没事儿，我今天开夜车。
No problem. I'll work all night.
一定能写完。
I can definitely finish writing this.
He's pretty confident.
Right. So secrets from Echo's university days. Did you ever do this? Did you ever kayacha?
Yeah.
I did it all the time.
Wow. So it's not just Chinese students.
No, it's not. I think everyone does this sometimes. Although, you know, you hit a certain point in the evening where you've got to make the decision. Am I going to bed or am I staying up all night?
Yeah.
But I think it's worse for you guys because you couldn't actually do the work in your dorms.So you'd have to go out to the library or go to a coffee shop or something?
What do you mean by we can't do it in the dorms?
Well, don't they shut off the power at 11 o'clock?
Well, not in the first 2 years.
Ooh, so they crack down on you in year three. Too many people are procrastinating.
But we still got lights in the public classroom or public rooms.
Okay.
Yeah, call that.
So it was uncomfortable for procrastinators.
Yeah.
Anyway, we've got some great vocab for you, so what's the waiting for? Let's get right to it. And now, the vocab section.
看电视
To to watch television.
看电视。看电视。看电视。写报告。
To write a report.
写报告。写报告。晚饭。
Dinner.
晚饭。晚饭。接着。
To continue.
接着。接着。剩。
To be left over.
剩。剩。万。
10,000.
万。万。字。
Characters.
字。字。交。
To turn in.
交。交。写得完。
To be able to finish writing.
写得完。写得完。开夜车。
To drive the night truck.
Truck?
Just kidding. It means to work all night.
开夜车。开夜车。一定。
Certainly.
一定。一定。
I love that word, drive the night truck.
开夜车。
They've also got one which is...
熬夜。
Yeah, which is literally to like stew the night, right?
对对对，很痛苦的一个词。
Yeah, that's an HSK one. A lot of people don't know that. Drive the night truck.
开夜车也是 HSK 的词。
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're both HSK words. Anyway, we've got a lot of exciting vocab for you, and our vocab focus today is going to be on things that you can do to procrastinate.
Yeah.
In the dialogue, we had one big one.
看电视。
Watching television.
Mm-hmm.
And you might say, don't bother me, I'm watching television.
别烦我,我在看电视。
Right. But of course, there are tons of ways to procrastinate.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to watching television, we have my favorite, which is sleeping.
It's my favorite too. 别烦我,我在睡觉。
Don't bother me, I'm sleeping.
You're a sleepyhead.
And if they tell you you've got work to do...
Everybody in the office knows that. David is sleepyhead.
Echo is much more of a sleepyhead than I am. But the beautiful thing about sleeping is if they tell you that you've got work to do, you can say that you're taking care of your health.
我在注意身体。
We also have a lot of more modern pastimes, of which I think one of your favorites is the Kaixin Farm.
I have never played that Kaixin 农场 game.
Liar, liar.
No!
What's the name of the game?
Kaixin 农场.
Yeah, Kaixin is from Kaixin Wang. It's a social network in China, one of the first ones.
It's also happy.
And it's happy. And what is the second word there?
农场,
which means farm. So this is how you would say Farmville in Chinese.
开心农场.
Yeah. So you could say, don't bother me, I'm playing Farmville.
别烦我,我在玩开心农场。Or, 别烦我,我在偷菜呢。
Yeah. Don't bother me, I'm stealing 菜. I'm stealing vegetables.
Yeah, 偷菜。
Question, last but not least, what is the Chinese word for to procrastinate?
拖拖拉拉的, we can say that.
拖拖拉拉, kind of like a tractor, it pulls things around.
Like, 别拖拖拉拉的。
So how can you tell someone, don't procrastinate?
别拖拖拉拉的。
You've got work to do.
你还有工作呢。赶紧工作。我有一个小故事, 就是在我们小的时候，也是现在所有的学生，就是小孩的时候 ，like in the primary school or middle school， 我们都要考试的时候都要写作文。
So you've got to be writing your essays when you're a little kid.
然后一般就是600字。
So
1000字。
600, 1000. That's a lot for a little kid.
对啊，然后我们就是一边写一边数，一边写一边数。
哦。
特别可怜。就几个字了。哦，我在这儿写一个句号。
Oh, let's write a period. That counts as one. Poor, poor Echo. It's grammar time. Okay, this grammar section, it's not the most exciting grammar section we've ever done, but it's a really useful one. And this is one that a lot of people are going to get wrong, but you're not going to get wrong. Echo, what is it?
It's continuing.
Yeah, it's different ways of describing that something is continuing. Now, in our dialogue, we had this line.
接着晚饭以后接着写
After dinner, I'll continue writing it. We actually had an earlier version of this dialogue, which was slightly different.
晚饭以后再写
Right, so we've got two ways of saying that something is continuing there. The first,
接着
is a verb, and we stick it in front of another verb. So, to continue writing.
接着写
And that literally means to kind of pick up where you were doing it before and continue from there. The second way,
在
also means to continue.
再写
Right. Slight difference here. You can actually cheat.
对 Because when we use 在 it could also mean
starting for the first time.
Yeah, I didn't write that beforehand.
Right. So if you are a chronic procrastinator and you haven't done any work yet, you want to be using 在.
在, right.
Not 接着.
Like, 我明天再写.
Yes. I'll continue writing it tomorrow. We've got one more word for you.
继续.
This also means to continue. It's three of our triumvirate for talking about the continuous.
没错。
It's part three of our triumvirate of words for talking about continuing things.
继续 actually is more like 接着. It's just more formal.
Yeah. So which is the most colloquial?
接着.
And then which is the most formal?
继续.
And then 在 is kind of just in the middle.
Because 在 has those two meanings.
Okay. So avoid 在 unless you really want to give the impression that maybe you haven't done anything yet. Okay.We've got some sample sentences for you, as always. Echo, why don't you take us away?
好。我一会儿接着吃。
I'm going to continue eating in a while.
So, keep my 筷子 on the table.
Yeah, don't take that plate away.
他明天继续做。
He will continue to do it tomorrow.
他明天继续做。他以后再看。
He'll continue to look in a bit.
Or
he'll look for the first time after a bit.
他以后再看。
And actually, that's not after a bit, it's afterwards. So after he's doing something like watching television.
Yeah, 看电视。
Playing Farmville.
玩开心农场
Right
偷菜
Yeah, he'll do it after he's stolen the vegetables. This is important.
Hold on a second. I need to 偷菜 right now.
And speaking of Farmville, before we close, we've got to say a lot of people, they say that the Chinese internet is filled with people imitating Western sites. Well, I think Farmville is a case. It's a Chinese invention, isn't it?
是吗
It was on Kaixin. I think it was on the Chinese internet first.
所以那是第一个
Right, so China is a trendsetter in flash games of stealing vegetables online.
这是一个不错的发明。
And that means that China is at the forefront of procrastination at work.
对,就是菜农的基地。
Yeah. Anyway, that's our podcast for today. In review, we've given you a bunch of vocab to do with procrastination.
Yeah.
Great words including driving the night truck.
开夜车。
And stewing the night.
熬夜
We've given you a grammar section with three different words you can use to say that something's continuing.
Right. They are 接着、继续、在。
just put them in front of the verb.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, that's our podcast for today.
Mm.
Before we let you go, as always, we want to remind you,
mm-hmm.
we've got premium PDFs on the site waiting for you.
Right.
They have all of this grammar stuff written down,
mm-hmm.
all of this vocab written down, and it makes it super easy to review things.
Right.
Print it out or take a look at it the day after you listen to a podcast, and you will note your improvement. From Beijing, I'm David.
我是 Echo.
Thanks a lot for listening, and we'll see you guys next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
你怎么在看电视？你不是要写报告吗？
我休息一下，晚饭以后再写。
晚饭以后？你还剩多少？
不多了，就一万字吧。
一万字？你不是明天要交吗？你写得完吗？
没事儿，我今天开夜车，一定能写完。